A new twist today in the fight over the Ten Commandments monument in Alabama. A judicial ethics panel has suspended the state's Chief Justice, Roy Moore, for refusing to obey a federal court order to remove the monument from the Alabama Judicial Building in Montgomery. Moore has been fighting to keep the 2-ton granite monument in public view since he had it installed 2 years ago. Joining me now is reporter Melanie Peoples, who is in Montgomery, Alabama. And Melanie, tell us about the suspension of Chief Justice Moore.
Well, the judge argued his case today before the Judicial Inquiry Commission, saying he'd upheld his oath to God and to the people of Alabama. And he's now suspended with pay pending review of the complaint that accuses him of judicial misconduct, fortifying the federal court order, which is calling for the monument's removal.
How does this process work? What happens now?
Well, Moore has 30 days to reply, but the case goes to the Court of the Judiciary, which holds these trial-like proceedings. And Moore will present himself and defend himself, sort of like in a court of law, but the Court of Judiciary is the one that will decide whether to discipline or it could, in fact, remove the judge.
Now, was this decision a surprise?
It was. It was a surprise that the process moved so quickly. Judicial ethics cases usually take months, and it's a surprise to Moore supporters who are quite angry. They've been rallying both outside the building where Moore faced the Inquiry Commission and outside the state Supreme Court building, which is where the monument's housed. Many believe the commission might take more time in considering the case and that it would all be resolved before any action is taken against Moore. He's been called the Patrick Henry of 2003 by his supporters, and in some cases, this makes Moore into more of a hero for them, this martyr-like status now that he's really risking his career.
Now, Chief Justice Moore's refusal to obey the federal court orders meant that he could have been cited for contempt, first of all, and it also meant that the state of Alabama is facing fines, potentially. Are those penalties still out there, despite tonight's suspension of the Chief Justice?
They are, but earlier today, federal Judge Myron Thompson, he's the ruling federal judge in this lawsuit, Judge Thompson and Alabama's Attorney General and other Supreme Court Associate Justices, they all agreed not to impose fines or other punishment as long as the state of Alabama is making progress on getting the monument out of the building. The judge will be checking back in next week to see how things are going, and if he's satisfied, there won't be any fines or contempt of court charges. The building manager of the state Supreme Court building has a large group of Moore supporters to contend with. 22 were arrested on Wednesday for refusing to leave the court building, and the courthouse has been closed to the public since then. But hundreds of Moore supporters are vowing to risk arrest and block all the exits of the building in an effort to keep anyone from removing the monument.
Thank you very much, Melanie.
Thank you.
Reporter Melanie Peoples speaking to us from Montgomery, Alabama.